From Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America, comes the Living Truth radio program. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien. It's a great privilege for us to bring you this program, an outreach of the Way of Truth Ministries. Today, Pastor Gary Dull, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, will be delivering a practical message from the Word of God, which I believe will be of great value to you in your walk with the Lord. At the end of the program, I'll return with our contact information. But right now, let's turn the microphone over to Pastor Gary Dull for his message from God's Word, the Bible.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I trust that as we gather around the radio today, that this ministry, this program, this broadcast, even today, will be very practical to you. As Jim just said there in the introduction, that we'll be bringing a practical Bible teaching message to you. I think that every time we open the Word of God to read it and study it, it's practical because it's applicable to us where we are. But this week we've been looking at the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. We've talked a lot about it. We've talked about what we can do to be ready for it. And I trust that you know the Lord Jesus and that you are ready for His coming, the first stage of His coming, which is the rapture, when we will be caught up to meet the Lord Jesus Christ face to face. It could happen at any moment. Yesterday, I began to share with you how we can love Christ's appearing. Because when Paul the Apostle was giving his last testimony, as it were, there in 2 Timothy chapter 4, he says this in verses 6 through 8, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing." The Apostle Paul said, "I am ready to be offered." That is, I'm ready to give my life as a martyr for Christ, and he did. But then he said, "I've done everything that the Lord would have me to do. And now I am anticipating seeing the Lord Jesus. I love the thought of his appearing." And so the question is, how can we love Christ's appearing? Well, obviously, it begins by making sure that we are saved, by making sure that we are born again. And if you've never trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, I would encourage you to call upon His name right now and ask Him to save you. But I'm giving you a series of principles by which, through personal application, you will, I believe, come to the point of loving Christ's appearing. Number one, you can love Christ's appearing by believing it. We talked about that yesterday. Number two, by anticipating it. We talked about that yesterday. And number three, by proclaiming it. Now today, I want to give you three more ways in which we can love Christ's appearing. And that is by desiring it. By desiring it. Do you desire the second coming of Jesus Christ? Boy, I do. Because I realize that it's going to release me from the aches and the pains and the physical and the spiritual problems that I face every day in my life as long as I live on earth. You know, Paul talked about that in Philippians chapter 3 and in verses 20 and 21 where he says this, "For our conversation is in heaven." And that word conversation means citizenship. As Christians, we are citizens of both heaven and earth. And he says, "For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ." Here it is, verse 21 of Philippians 3, "who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself." Yes, our bodies are vile, are they not? They're humble. They're filled with aches and pains and sorrow. And we fight spiritual things every day. We fight sin every day. But one of these days, when Jesus Christ comes again, he will give us a body just like His. Without sin, perfect. We will be like Jesus. And I'm looking forward to that. And so, you see, we ought to desire the second coming of Christ, because when Christ comes again, it will release us from the pangs and the pains of this present body. Then again, as we continue, we should love Christ's appearing by working for it. By working for it. Now, this is a point that many times we fail to emphasize, but yet it is something that's taught in the Word of God. Turn with me, if you would please, to 2 Peter chapter 3. 2 Peter chapter 3, and I don't have the time to read the entire context, but if you were to read beginning with verse 4, you will find that down through the years, and the Bible talks about this, the fact that there are many who have and are and will question the second coming of Christ. Right there in verse 4 of 2 Peter 3, it says, there will be those who will say, where is the promise of His coming? He's promised it, but He has not yet come. Well, look at verse 8 of 2 Peter 3. It says, but beloved, be not ignorant to this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. In other words, we are subject to time, but not the Lord Jesus. Sure, it's been 2,000 years ago since Jesus Christ said, surely I come quickly. But in God's eyes, that's just like 2 days ago. This is Friday. So that's just like He said it Wednesday, not long ago at all. The fact of the matter is, Jesus is coming. And note verse 9, and this is what I want to emphasize. 2 Peter 3:9, it says, the Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness. He will fulfill His promise. But here it is. Look at this. Underline this in your Bible. But is long-suffering to usward. Who's the usward? Those of us who are Christians. Not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Now, what is that teaching? Well, number one, it teaches that God would like to see everybody saved. Now, we know that not everybody will be saved, obviously. There are those who will reject Christ and they'll spend eternity in hell. But God would love to see everybody saved. But as we look at this particular verse, He says here that God is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance, which simply means that you and I need to be soul winners. We need to be involved with evangelism. We need to be winning people to Christ. If we want to, as it were, enhance the rapture, then we need to be out there winning souls to the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, the Lord knows who that last person is that's going to be saved. And when that last person is, who's going to be saved, trusts Christ as Savior, the rapture will happen. Wouldn't it be amazing to be leading somebody to Christ and talking to them about the Lord and they trust Christ as Savior, and then boom, right there, the rapture occurs? Well, that's the way it's going to be according to this verse. And so we need to be working for the rapture by being involved in personal evangelism, telling others about the Lord Jesus, being a soul winner. And then finally, how can we love Christ appearing? Well, by praying for it. By praying for it. Do you pray for the rapture? Do you pray for the second coming of Jesus Christ? You know, when we turn to Revelation chapter 22, we find that there is a prediction of the second coming of the Lord Jesus. And in verses 20 and 21 of Revelation 22, the very last verses of the Word of God, it says this, He which testifieth these things saith, that's talking about Jesus, surely I come quickly. The last recorded words of the Lord Jesus in the Bible is, surely I come quickly. It's a fact. It's a certain fact. It's going to happen. It's a promise to be fulfilled. And then we see this response, the response of John, where he says, Amen, even so come, Lord Jesus. That's a prayer. Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus. Beloved, that should be our daily prayer. Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus. And then, of course, verse 21 of Revelation 22 goes on to say, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Do you pray for the rapture? Do you? Do you pray for the second coming of the Lord Jesus? Well, that's a part of loving the rapture. How can we love Christ appearing? By believing it, by anticipating it, by proclaiming it, by desiring it, by working for it, and by praying for it. But my question to you today is, are you ready for it? Are you ready? Because number one, you have received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Have you called upon the name of the Lord to ask Him to save you? If you have, then you will go to be with the Lord in the rapture. If you haven't, as I've been emphasizing all week, you will go into the great tribulation period, a time of God's wrath on the earth such as it has never seen before, and then eventually you will be cast into the eternal lake of fire. So make sure that you're saved. And then as a Christian, make sure that you are ready for the rapture by doing as the Apostle Paul said there in 2 Timothy 4 and verse 7, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. In other words, dear Christian, be ready for the rapture in the sense that you know that you have accomplished and are accomplishing everything that the Lord Jesus would have you to accomplish. The rapture could happen any moment. And we say, amen, even so come, Lord Jesus. Well, thank you for joining me today. Now go to church on Sunday, and then, Lord willing, on Monday, we'll be back with another study from the Word of God on the Living Truth broadcast. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today, and that's why we say, amen, even so come, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Gary, for that tremendous study from the pages of Scripture today. Friends, if you desire the notes or even a CD of today's program, both are available simply for the asking. In order to help with the cost of shipping and handling, a suggested donation for the notes is $5 and $10 for the CD. If our program has been a blessing to you, please share it with others. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. Or you can email us at wot@wotbm.org. Visit our website, won't you? That's at www.wotbm.org. Hey, thanks for joining us today. We're looking forward to being with you again on our next Living Truth program. Until then, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life.